All right. Well, welcome everyone to the Global Water Healing Meditations. Today is Friday, June 3rd, 2016. And my name is Mary Getten, and I'll be your hostess today. I'm an animal communicator and author of Communicating with Orcas, The Whale's Perspective. And I'm also a contributing author to the new Dolphins and Whales Forever. This gathering happens each first Friday of the month at noon Eastern Time, and it's an opportunity to bring our energy together and enhance our daily practice of sending healing, loving energy to the waters of the planet. And I have different people facilitating these calls each month, and, you know, it's just really been wonderful to see in the last couple years. This is I think this is our two-year anniversary today.
Mm-hmm.
Now that
I think so.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, there are more and more of these water events happening. I think the consciousness on the planet about the need for healing in the waters is just going up exponentially. And so this is also a reminder that tomorrow, Saturday, June 4th, is Worldwide River Blessing Day. And there are ceremonies happening all over the world blessing the rivers. So if you are anywhere near water tomorrow, take a few moments to stop and go ahead and send some healing, blessing energy to the waters because they're all connected. Doesn't matter if it's a river. So I'm really excited to introduce today's facilitator. It's my good friend, Carol Wentz-Randacci. And Carol lives and works here in Sarasota, where I live. And she's a board-certified, licensed acupuncturist, doctor of oriental medicine, a naturopathic physician, an herbalist, an energy practitioner. She does sound healing and qigong and flower essences and essential oils and crystal bowls. She does all kinds of stuff, and I'm fortunate to have her as my doctor, so it's really wonderful. And Carol and I are part of the Sarasota Women's Meditation Group that happens twice a month, and we have, you know, sometimes 80, 90 women there. And for the last couple of years, Carol has been facilitating those women's meditation groups twice a month on the beach down at the Gulf of Mexico. And she's dedicated all these summer meditations to healing the waters. And so she's very, very actively involved in the whole water blessing movement. So I'm really excited to have Carol here today and excited to see what you've got for us, Carol.
Well, thank you, Mary. It's really wonderful to be back. I led this meditation maybe a year and a half ago, something like that. And it's such a beautiful experience to participate in this every first Friday of the month with all the men and women around the world. It's just been such an empowering experience. So I appreciate all the work that you're doing also, Mary. So when I was contemplating how to lead this meditation today, and I was doing a meditation myself asking for some guidance. Mary had already mentioned that tomorrow, June 4th, is the Worldwide River Blessing Day. And that came to my mind, and a reminder came that we all are so busy and so involved in our own personal progress and the progress of the planet and the health and well-being of all the beings that we share this space with. And so I was nudged into today what we're going to do is a conscious purification ceremony. You know, it's so easy to get kind of bogged down sometimes with your own personal challenges, and it's really important to do a purification or a clearing process. If you can do it every day, of course, it's the most beneficial. But what we're going to do today is do a personal conscious purification ceremony. We're going to purify our life field and get rid of anything that's accumulated in our systems, in our physical body, our mental bodies, our emotional or spiritual bodies, anything that's in the way of us being able to transform and ascend into our highest being and our highest self. And that way, we can be of more and more service to each other, to ourselves, to the rest of the beings on the planet. So with that in mind, we're going to do that. This is based on the Taoist tradition. And so go ahead and get yourself in a comfortable position. Now, as we move through the ceremony, I'm going to be drawing fresh energy in from what we call cosmic chi. It's also called life force. It's called pranahuti. But we're just going to refer to it today as the cosmic chi. We're going to bring that in from the five elements of water, earth, fire, wood, and air. Now, and this energy is going to be used to recharge our magnetic fields and our subtle bodies again so that we can continue to perform at the highest levels that we possibly can. So during this journey into our interior world, we'll have time to immerse ourselves into the various conditions that I'm going to be described. You know, the global water system is our life, and so it supports everything. And I'm so proud, not proud, I'm honored. I'm sorry, but proud isn't the right word. I'm deeply honored to be part of the process of working with the waters of the world. So to begin with, I'd like you to get comfortable. We're going to return our minds to a state of quiet. We're not going to imagine anything that's yet to come today, any of the other things that we're going to have to do after this. We're going to keep our minds present. We're not going to think about what happened in the past, what's about to happen in the future. We're just going to bring our attention into our breath. I'd like you to breathe in through your nose and then exhale through your mouth. Breathe in through your nose, and then when you bring that breath in, pull that breath all the way down to what we call the Dantian area, which is an area right around and below your belly button. This is in association with our kidney system, which is our water system in our body, and we're going to be using these systems to cleanse ourselves and the world as well. So just stay with your breath. Center yourself in your breath, just very gently, bringing the breath of cosmic chi in through the nose, down into your Dantian, and then release that breath back into the universe. Keep going with your breath, in through the nose, out through the mouth, quieting yourself and your mind, releasing all the stress or anything that you're carrying with you today. When you go inside your breath, you can feel how the whole universe is the energy system. It's a circuit that goes around and around and around that we get to partake in. So we're going to take advantage of this circular motion that the energy system that we live inside has created for us. We're going to create a circle of healing. And that circle of healing is going to go from us to the water, back from the water to us, our internal water system, and back into the external water system. We're going to bring together the perfect balance of the divine feminine and the divine masculine. The elements that I mentioned earlier are the core of our physical existence, and when the energy of these elements flow freely, then we have health, and our world system has health. But when some kind of energy blocks us, or some kind of energy gets knotted, or there's leftover energy from something that we had already experienced that has not been released, that's what creates stagnation, illness, condition, anything like that, whether it's in our system again or in the world. So we're going to free up that energy and participating in helping it to flow really freely and unblock the system. So now I'd like you to take your attention and put it into your heart chakra. Breathing in through the nose again and out through the mouth. There's a point in your heart chakra that is a doorway into the path of the yatra. The yatra is a Hindu term, actually, that describes the journey of your soul through your life's path. So we're going to go in through our yatra path into the lower chamber of our heart. There's a place on the lower left quadrant of your heart that has a yatra point that we're going to enter through. And this point is going to take us into the core essence of who we are and what we're actually made from. So what I'd like you to do is simply make the thought that you have found the point in that lower left chamber of your heart, and you're moving into that chamber. You're walking up to the doorway, and now you're going through the doorway of your yatra path. You're actually moving into the core of who you are as a sentient being. And while we're standing in that chamber, I'd like you to cross your hands over your heart and repeat this mantra with me. The first word is Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. I'm going to repeat that one more time. You can repeat after me each word that I say. Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. The translation of this is, may all beings everywhere be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to that happiness and to that freedom for all. Allow yourself to be absorbed in that mantra for a moment. Now we're going to take a little journey in through our yatra, our soul's pathway through our life. Your soul's journey we're going to go into is taking you further and further into the unconditional realm of love. So now that you're nice and relaxed and you're centered in your breath, I'd like you to please join me in visualizing a bright, brilliant, violet, white light over the top of your head. This violet, white light is pouring down onto the top of your head, and it's landing right on the top of your crown chakra. Make the thought that you can actually feel the liquid running down the front and sides and back of your head and face. It feels like crystal, like crystals that become liquid. It's so brilliant and bright and soothing. It's like liquid crystals just raining down on you, as if you're standing underneath a crystal waterfall. You can feel it running down all over your body. It's running down the sides of your cheeks and running into your shirt, going all the way down into your shoes even and dripping onto the floor. You can feel it even running down the inside of your body. It comes in through your crown chakra and it runs down inside your head. It's illuminating your energy points and unblocking your portal sites in your head, in your chakra points, in your yatra. And that light that's pouring through you right now, it's so bright that you can only look at it through your third eye. And you know, the interesting thing is this light even has fragrance. It's light without luminosity, and yet it still holds fragrance. And it's the fragrance of the ocean. It's the scent of life, of mineral salt, of sea creatures and water plants, and it's the fragrance of sunshine. This fragrance rolls off the sea and brushes across your cheek, tussling your hair, whipping through the plants around you. You can feel this fragrance as light coursing through your body, from above your head right down into your toes and into the deepest part of the sea and into the energetic core of the earth herself, where all elements exist as one. We now call on the earth energy to come up through the earth and into our energy bodies and our physical body, come up through our bodies, clearing the way of any debris, any energy that no longer serves us, clearing the way as Mother Earth sends her energy straight up through you into the cosmos, up through your crown chakra and all the way up into the cosmos. As this happens, she's cleaning you, she's clearing away things that no longer serve you. As your body holds this life force inside, and all the things that no longer serve your greatest good dissolve, your body begins to transform into light itself. You're no longer just a receptacle of light. You become light itself, light without luminosity. As your body begins to transform into this light, you begin to allow all that stress that you're held in any part of your body, any kind of intangible places in the mental realm, energetic and spiritual realm, all these tensions and thought patterns that no longer serve you, they are literally dissolving. Take a moment to allow yourself to feel that resolution of all that stuff that's no longer needed in your system so that you can be of the highest service to yourself and humanity and all the creatures that we share this planet with. As you hold that thought, you can feel that deep sense of peacefulness move through your body, that feeling of oneness with the universe, oneness with everything. And as you're enjoying this sensation, you realize you're standing in the full light of day, your face is turned to the sun. You stand without moving as the sun, which is our energy system for yang energy, that sun is filling your body like you are an empty vessel in need of fuel. And now as you turn away from the sun, you see before you there's a river. And this is a river you must cross in this process, in this journey. But in order to cross the river, you're asked to get rid of the burdens that you're carrying. And we're going to use the five cosmic elements of water, fire, wood, metal, and earth to guide us across this river and help you to lay down your burdens that stand in your way of becoming all that you are to become in this life. Each one of the elements will become a stepping stone for us to be able to cross the river. At each stone, you will be instructed to bend down and scoop up a handful of water from the river to cleanse yourself with during the process. The water will transform the energy that you carry before sending it back into the universe. And at each stepping stone, I'll describe the power of each of the elements and how it will help you to become a clearer vessel. As you're staying centered in your breath, being fully immersed in the illumination of light without luminosity, I'm going to ask you now to step out onto the first stepping stone in the river. We begin with the water element. The water element focuses on cleansing. This element nourishes and maintains the health of every cell in your body and every cell on our planet. Water is the ultimate yin. It's quiet and cool, and it's representing the rest time of winter and the kidneys of our own body. The grand force of water created the northern constellation and the planet Mercury. So now I'd like you to, in your mind's eye, bend down and scoop a handful of water from the river and pour it over your head while saying this: anything held in my kidneys that no longer serves my greatest good is dissolving. Say that again. Anything held in my kidneys, and that includes the meridians, that no longer serves my greatest good is dissolving. Stay centered in your breath. Now we're going to move to the second stepping stone. And this stepping stone is the element of fire. The fire element focuses on energizing. The grand force of fire created the southern constellation and the planet Mars. Fire is nature's way of initiating growth. It's nature's way of initiating warmth in human relationships. And the fire element is held in our heart. Allow your attention to go to that heart chakra, that heart meridian in your body. Feel that pulsation of the fire element. And now in your mind's eye, I'd like you to bend over and scoop a handful of water to pour it over your head while saying the following verse: anything held in my heart chakra, or my heart meridian system that no longer serves my greatest good is dissolving. I'll say that again. Anything held in my heart chakra system, or my heart meridian system that no longer serves my greatest good is dissolving. You can actually feel it start to run down, leave your body, all that tension and all that debris of things that no longer serve you. Stay in the center of your breath, and you can feel that vibration of things melting away and leaving. Now we're going to move to the third stepping stone. This is the element of wood. The wood element focuses on expansion. It's the element of spring, and it's the creative urge to achieve that we feel in our bodies and our minds, especially in the springtime. We tend to want to get out there and start doing something, whether it's artistic or physical. Wood helps you to look forward, and the energy from the wood element helps you to be able to make plans and decisions, and it's part of the elements of the world that help the world to move forward and take one step in front of the other. The grand force of wood created the eastern constellations and the planet Jupiter. And the wood element is associated with our liver and our liver meridian system. Again, in your mind's eye, what I'd like you to do now is just bend over and scoop a handful of water. Pour it over your head while saying the following. Anything held in my liver system, my liver meridian, that no longer serves my greatest good is dissolving. Again, anything held in my liver that no longer serves my greatest good is dissolving. Let yourself feel that all that that no longer serves you literally melting away from your body and your mind. And now we're going to move to the fourth stepping stone. The element is metal. The metal element focuses on condensing. It moves from outside to inside, and then again inside to outside. Its flow of energy generates raw power. It's the force of gravity, the minerals within the earth, the patterns of the heavenly bodies, and the powers of the electrical conductivity and magnetism of the world and of our bodies. The grand force of metal created the Western constellation and the planet Venus, and it manifests as the Western direction of the Earth force and the fall season. And in us, it's our lung system that holds these energies. Again, staying centered in your breath, in your mind's eye, bend down and scoop a handful of water and pour it over the top of your head while saying the following. Anything held in my lung system, my lung meridian system, that no longer serves my greatest good is dissolving. Again, anything held in my lung meridian system that no longer serves my greatest good is dissolving. Go into the middle of that statement and allow yourself to feel that dissolution rent with all that has entrapped you. Allow it to clear away.
Breath. Carol, your microphone has moved.
Now we're going to move into the fifth element. This is the element of Earth.
Carol?
The Earth element focuses on integration. With its ability to balance your entire mind, body, energy matrix, the Earth is the element of harvest time, abundance, and nourishment, fertility. It also is a representation of the mother-child relationship. It's the symbol of stability and being properly anchored in the world. The grand force of the Earth element created the central constellation and the planet.
Can't Earth. Really hear you.
Hello?
Carol? Yeah, there. Yeah. Your microphone moved. Yeah, there you go.
Oh my gosh, how long ago did this happen?
No, just 30 seconds. So start with the fifth again.
Okay. All right, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So the fifth element is the element of the Earth. The Earth element focuses on integration with its ability to balance your entire body-mind system. And the Earth element is the element of harvest time and abundance. It's the element of nourishment and fertility. It's the it represents the relationship with the mother and child. And it's also the symbol of stability and being properly anchored in the world. The grand force of the Earth created the central constellation in the planet Saturn, and it manifests at the central direction of the Earth force and the Indian summer season. And it is actually the Earth herself, which is in our bodies, is the spleen, stomach, meridians. So allow yourself to feel that grounding, that relationship energy, that abundance and nourishment. The feeling of fertility is the feeling of growth, the feeling of inspiration. And now again, I'd like you to bend down and scoop up a handful of water and pour it over the top of your head while saying, anything held in my spleen system that no longer serves my greatest good is dissolving. And again, anything held in my spleen meridian system that no longer serves my greatest good is dissolving. And one word I want to say about dissolving all those things that hinder a person's personal evolution and why we want to clear that away for our greatest good is because, of course, since we're holograms of each other, whatever serves one serves everything. It serves every being, every particle on this planet, in this universe. So even though it may seem a little self-centered to clear your evolutionary path, it's really for the greatest good of everything's evolutionary path that we do this process. So that was our fifth stone, and now you've made it to the other side of the river. You know, the journey across the river cleared out a lot of the old debris from your system so you can work more effectively and work more efficiently, participate in all the clearings and cleanings and blessings and all the upliftment of humanity. Your capacity to be a conduit for this healing energy has increased through this journey of conscious purification today. You'll continue on your yatra, your soul's journey. You'll do good work. You'll be safe. You'll clear and clean and bless and love all of us into a higher level of existence. So as we end our time together today, I'd like you just to begin to come back into your body. Come back from the side of the river. Come back into the room that you began in. Become aware of your body and your surroundings. Come back into your body. Move your body around. And we'll just end this with one final mantra. And that is Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. So say it with me, please. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. May there be peace and harmony within you always. Thank you for taking me with you on this journey today. It is my deepest honor. And thank you for participating in all the work that you do. And love and blessings to everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. Wow, that was really yummy. And a little different from what we usually do. So clearing mm-hmm. ourselves to make us more available to allow these mm-hmm. healing energies to move through us is brilliant. I love it.
Yes, it's such an important part of the work because, we just have to keep taking ourselves to higher and higher or subtler and subtler levels of capacity so that our physical bodies can hold up to all that we're called to do as service in this world.
Yeah, and, just for me, the image of, if you have a lot of debris in your system and you're trying to channel light through it, obviously you're putting some of that debris out there too. So the clearer we are, the more clean and brilliant the energy, the light, the blessings that we can give to the water or whatever we're working with.
Mm-hmm. I've done a meditation system since the early 80s. And part of that system was we do a cleaning or clearing of our own system every evening so that we, over all the years can become clearer and clearer and cleaner conduits of this divine pranahuti that we're blessed with that surrounds us all the time so that the access to it becomes easier and easier.
Wow.
And not only easier and easier, but we actually become that.
Right. Fantastic. Well, let's see, rather than just opening the lines to mass pandemonium, if somebody would like to share anything or speak to Carol, why don't you star six yourself?
I would love to say something, if that's okay.
Sure.
This is Mayor. I'm actually wondering, and bear with me, apologies, because this is the first time I've joined you guys. I've been with you in spirit before, but I joined you today. Now that we all have done this clearing, are we going to focus our energies now or our thoughts and love and heart toward the waters? Is there a next step during this particular meditation today? Because I'm feeling primed and ready to go, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, I think that this process, as I said in the beginning, was a process for us, and that clearing was also going to the water simultaneously. So it was coming from the water to us and back into the water. And then whatever you're called to do after this, the tomorrow is the Worldwide River Blessings. If you'd like to participate in that, if there's other things in your area on this global water site, there are other meditations also, if you'd like to listen to some of those. There are so many things to do and participate in that I'm sure that you'll feel called and directed and guided as to where now to be able to focus your work.
Thank you for the reminder of what you said in the beginning. That was helpful.
You're welcome.
Hi, this is Jamie, and I just had something I wanted to share. I've noticed all these beautiful, intelligent beings in human form were kind of gloom and doom about the planet, or were, and now they're all feeling hope, and they feel like there's something positive happening, I should say. And this is so beautiful because it means a change is happening
mm-hmm.
that's really positive, and I just wanted to share that with everyone.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm not one that feels doom and gloom. I feel tremendous inspiration and light for our future. I'm not one to always think that this is the place of perfection, but it's a place of individual perfection. And it's all, it's a place of process. And so, there's going to be adversity because that seems to be the conditions of this dimension that we're in. But, the adversity is always balanced by tremendous light and love.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you for sharing.
You're so welcome. Thank you for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. Bye, Mary.
Bye.
Bye, Jamie.
Love you.
Love you, too. Anybody else have something they want to share or ask Carol?
Hi, it's Randy.
Hi, Randy.
Hi. My wonderful, beautiful water goddess neighbor named one of her cats Shanti. And relative to your expression you shared at the end, you know, having a cat named Shanti, it gets you there every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's sweet.
Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
May there be peace and harmony within you all, always. That's beautiful.
Thank you. I love you.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, if there's no one else that has a comment, I think what I'm going to do is open the line and we can all just say aloha.
Okay. So,
hold on. I'm going to just take the mute off.
Aloha.
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 Aloha. Aloha. Aloha. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. See you Sunday, Mary.
Au revoir. Yes. Merci.
Bye, Frederic.
Bye-bye, Mary. Bye-bye, Carol. Bye-bye,
bye.
Everybody.
Thank you.